Right.
They didn't like that, but I was just interested.
What do you call the container that you put the junk you're going to give to the pigs in? What do you call that?
Slop bucket.
Yeah. Anything that you call it?
Scrap bucket. Slop bucket. Scrap bucket.
Okay. What do you fry your eggs in?
I guess you want the word lard, or
what kind of a utensil?
Oh, a skillet.
Anything else you got besides a skillet?
Frying pan.
Now, do you know any old-fashioned words for it? What if it had legs on it? Have you ever seen one with legs on it?
Well, that would be a oven, wouldn't it, that had the legs, or a pot.
Pot, okay.
You wouldn't fry the eggs in the pot, though.
Have you ever heard the word spider or creeper?
Well, a spider is a little flat. I guess that's what you would call one.
You seen one there?
With a handle, and it was, it's thin, and they call them hoe-tech pan, skillets. Okay. I'll give you some old-fashioned words.
That's what I want. If you know any old-fashioned words,
I've seen them, but I don't have one.
Okay, if something's, and this is the way I've used it, if this doesn't make sense to you, tell me. It's that big black thing you put out in the backyard, and after you kill a hog, this is where you make the lard. What do you call that big black thing that you put the fire under? Does that make sense?
I know what you mean. I've seen it done, and I've done it myself. We used a wash kettle, or a wash pot.
Okay.
There's a difference. There's a pot and there's a kettle. The pot comes up round them, and it's got a rim around the top, and the kettle is more flaring.
Anything else you got besides that?
I can't think of one.
Okay. What would you call a container that you put flower, you plant flowers in?
Flower box.
It works made of clay or something like that.
Flower. Urn.
Okay.
Right?
What do you call the glass ones that you have in your house and you put water in to cut flowers in?
Vases.
What would you call all the little eating utensils that you use when you eat? Could you name all those for me? You know, you put them by your plate. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm asking
for? A knife and a fork and a spoon.
Okay. If you had two of these eating utensils that you cut with, what would you call them? You know, just the ones you cut with.
A steak knife.
Or if you had two, what would you call it? How many, what's the plural? You've got two,